Paul Saginaw is co-founder of Zingerman's Delicatessen in Ann Arbor. He has been pushing to increase the minimum wage, and he's committed to paying Zingerman's workers above the minimum wage. Paul, welcome to Stateside.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So why are you so strongly committed to paying above the minimum wage to your workers?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is a purely business reason. We believe that a well-paid staff that isn't constantly struggling to make ends meet, to be on a, you know, somewhat kind of firm financial ground, has a lot more energy and focus on the job at hand. And also, if they have a well-paid job in a workplace where they're being treated with dignity and given meaningful work and there's a sense of community, our turnover is a lot lower. We spend a lot of money training people. The training process is ongoing at Zingerman's and certainly very intense when you first start. So if we can cut our costs of sourcing and screening and hiring and onboarding people and have much lower turnover, that certainly contributes to a healthy bottom line.
It's clear you feel strongly about this. At the same time, though, we see many other restaurant owners feeling the minimum wage boost would be a disaster. I noticed the Free Press recently had an op-ed from the president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Association, and here's his quote about boosting Michigan's minimum wage from $7.40 to $10.10. He said this would push restaurants further to the brink. This would not only increase menu prices and cost Michigan jobs, it would put many restaurants out of business. So how do you reconcile these very differing points of view from folks in the very same field?
Well, I think there's a difference between someone's point of view and a fact. And so I would like to know what is backing up those statements. I don't buy into it. We certainly hear those kinds of statements are bandied about. But I would say show me a study wherever raising the minimum wage has slowed the economy down, has put people out of business, or has lowered job creation. I don't think you can find a legitimate study that does that. A lot of the information that is coming from the Michigan Restaurant Association is coming from one or two think tanks that are funded by the National Restaurant Administration. So, what I would say to those restaurateurs or to the people of the Michigan Restaurant Association is invest in your employees and not in your lobbyists.
Now, let me ask, can a state that is still recovering from a whopping recession, can it weather a 36% hike in the minimum wage?
Well, I certainly think it can. I'm a retailer, and, mm-hmm. and we need customers to have money in their pockets in order to come in and make purchases. And I think that raising the minimum wage is going to put more money in people's pockets. And I think they are going to go out and take that and make purchases with it. So I think it's a very healthy way that's going to help drive the economy forward. It's not tax-based. We're not asking for a tax increase. It's neutral in that respect. So I very much think that in a state that's trying desperately to recover economically, that it will be a boost. You know, overnight, many, many, many people will be lifted out of poverty. I think that's a really good thing. And I don't think it's really not a economic question. I don't think you're going to find a large group of legitimate economists arguing that this is going to somehow hurt the economic growth. It's merely a political question, and it's a political question that is playing with a lot of people's lives.
Let's talk about other restaurants in Michigan, and I could see where some might say, well, you can pay your workers at Zingerman's the wages you do because you are able to command higher prices, and not every restaurant can. I'm looking at the menu, can get $14 or $15 or $16 for a sandwich. And so what of those ones that aren't in an area that can support that or don't have that kind of reputation that can command those prices?
I don't have the benefit of looking at their financial mm-hmm. records. I would venture to guess that their profit margins are larger than ours. And that I don't think that it's – but I don't really know. Mm. What I do know is and what I do believe is – and I can ask you, would you mind paying a little more
right.
for a McDonald's hamburger if you felt that we were then, you know, helping to promote the human potential around us and not discard it?
Yeah,
you know,
I hear what
you
you're
know,
saying.
A lot of people go out now and you find, you know, going into restaurants and certainly making fun of it on television shows, people are going in and they're asking about where did the chicken come from and was the animal humanely raised, right? We're thinking about that a lot. People are concerned about that and willing to pay more for that. How often do they go into the restaurant and say, hey, how much are you paying your dishwashers? How are you treating them? Do they get paid time off when they're sick? Do you provide health insurance for them? I think it's time we started asking those questions. And really, if we raise the public's consciousness and awareness on that, I think people are going to be willing to, if it requires raising the price on some products, I think people are willing to do that.
Let me ask you about the president's visit today to Ann Arbor. Do you think it will change minds about raising the minimum wage?
I certainly hope it will.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really an optimist, and I'm not really a pessimist. I do like to believe in possibilities, and I sincerely believe in the possibility of people hearing a really compelling message, and having an open mind, allowing the fact that to truly listen to what someone's saying and to be willing to change one's opinion based on someone presenting a very compelling argument to them. So I absolutely hope that the president's visit and his message will be heard and will prompt people to write to their representatives and ask Congress to move forward and pass this legislation.
What do you think it'll take to really move the needle? Not just nationally, but if we look at Lansing, what would it take?
Boy, if I knew that, I wouldn't have to slice corned beef for a living, I think. I don't know what it'll take. I think it's I would like our society as a whole, our culture, to move back towards one in which a true nuanced debate and dialogue is possible. We've gone so far away from that that the level of civility in the public discourse has gotten so low that I think that we would be better off if we could move back towards being a culture that is willing to, you know, you can have very robust arguments and dialogues, but, you know, let's focus on the idea and not demonize each other. I think what it takes is it takes for all of us to kind of dial it down a bit and be willing to come to the table, especially at those times when you really don't want to, and be willing to have honest, open debate that's based on facts and not on opinions.
So from a big picture view, it sounds like you're asking people to think a little bit more about how much they're willing to spend for goods and services as part of a sort of greater good.
Absolutely. I'm certainly not asking our customers to pay more because we're taking better care of our customers. I think if we want our customers have to believe that they're getting value for their hard-earned dollars, and that we're delivering a very high-quality product, and we're delivering it with a very, very high level of service. But I do want people to be as concerned with the employees that are working in an establishment as they are for the animals that they're eating.
Paul Saginaw is co-founder of Zingerman's in Ann Arbor. It's been good to meet you, and thank you so much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for asking me to come in.